Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Brandy. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Today's episode is titled, Multiple Myeloma. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. Plasma cells are white blood cells found in the bone marrow, the soft tissue that produces the blood cells. Multiple myeloma occurs when abnormal plasma cells develop in the bone marrow and multiply very rapidly. Finally, the production of healthy cells from the bone marrow outshines the production of healthy blood cells in their place and ultimately outweighs the production of healthy blood cells. Multiple myeloma is a blood cancer that develops as a result of abnormal growth of abnormal blood cells in the blood. B cells transform into plasma cells that form antibodies, and these cells are able to ward off a wide range of infections, including HIV, hepatitis B, and C. When an infection develops, these plasma cells produce antibodies called immunoglobulins to destroy the infection. In myeloma, a violation of B-cell DNA causes abnormal changes that can trigger the formation of cancer cells that can cause inflammation and death. When the cancer cells multiply faster than normal cells and die when they should, one of the antibodies grows out of control and displaces the other plasma cells. Most people with myeloma have an immunoglobulin protein called benzodiazepines in their urine, but some don't. According to the National Cancer Institute, in this form of the disease, cancer cells do not produce the immunoglobulin protein, but the protein is embedded in the blood and urine. The malignant plasma cell is located in the bone marrow and can displace and suppress other cells, including cells from other cancers such as leukemia and lymphoma. Plasma cells are a type of white blood cell that forms antibodies that help the body fight off infections. It is important to note that myeloma cells can produce antibodies in contrast to normal plasma cells. This also reduces the number of normal plasma cells, which reduces a person's immunity. Plasma cells are mainly found in bone marrow, but also in other tissues and organs. Bone marrow is the tissue in most bones in which various blood cells form the soft and spongy bone. It produces white blood cells and is responsible for the production of antibodies and antibodies against infections as well as inflammation and inflammation of the bones. When plasma cells make up 10 or more of the bone marrow, doctors diagnose multiple myeloma when a person has multiple tumors. Multiple myeloma is a type of cancer that begins as a tumor in the bone marrow of a single blood cell, such as white blood cells. The body produces too many plasma cells when multiple myeloma develops and it can cause inflammation and inflammation of other tissues. Plasma cells produce antibodies or proteins of the immune system that help the body rid itself of harmful substances. Plasma cells react to a particular substance by producing a type of antibody. Normal plasma cells are located in the bone marrow and are an important component of the immune system. The body has many types of plasma cells and can react to many types of substances, but the body does not have to have all of them. The immune system consists of several types of cells that work together to fight infections and other diseases. Lymphocytes, or lymph cells, are the most common type of plasma cells in the body, and they include T cells and B cells. They are responsible for the production of blood, bone marrow, blood vessels, lymph nodes and lymphocytes. In a healthy bone marrow, there are normal plasma cells that form antibodies to protect the body from infection. Multiple myeloma is a blood cancer that develops in the bone marrow, the soft, spongy tissue that is at the center of many bones. In people with multiple myeloma, abnormal plasma cells form a single abnormal antibody called M-protein that can accumulate in the blood and organs. These abnormal plasma cells can displace normal blood, forming cells and clumping into tumors in bones and soft tissue. In multiple myeloma, these plasma cells transform into cancerous multiples, myeloid cancer cells that get out of control and produce an abnormal antibody, the M-protein. Over time, the disease can damage the kidneys and other organs, leading to an increased number of abnormal plasma cells in the blood and tissues of the body, as well as a variety of cancerous cells. This can lead to an increased risk of infection and damage to blood vessels and organs such as the liver, kidney and heart, produces antibodies that fight both infections and diseases, as well as the ability to produce antibodies that work both against infections and against the disease. Myeloma, also known as Kahler's disease, is a type of blood cancer that causes the body to produce abnormal plasma cells. Antibodies are proteins produced by the plasma cell, usually in response to an infection or vaccine. Malignant plasma cells produce an abnormal antibody, also known as a monoclonal protein, which they accumulate in the blood or urine. Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.